Hugoton set to kick it off from the 40-yard line. They will have the win at their back. Here it's Chris Pounds and Wycroft to return. It's a shorter in-and-over kick taken by Sloan Baker. The 20 up the middle wedge, 25, 30 to the 35, and then is driven back right there at the 35-yard line, at the 1-yard line. 7:10 to go first quarter. Trey O'Neill, Paco Banda, pulls his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Scott City. The powering fullback, Paco Banda, for his fourth rushing touchdown of the year, and the Beavers draw first blood, leading 6-0. Two wings set up, receiver to the right, tight end left side. Yates Sutton goes under center, sends Bays in motion up the middle. It goes at
his fumble.
Fumble, and it's still loose at the 44-yard line. Scott City says they have it. It's Mitchell Persinger carrying the ball, and it is Beaver football. They get the first turnover of the night. That's a big turnover with 3.5 to go first quarter. First and 10 Beavers at their own 45-yard line. Wide receiver split both sides. Two wings set up and a fullback, a man in motion left. Sutton under center. He's going to drop back to pass. Pump fake, looking for the pay pattern. It's going to be underthrown and picked off. This is picked off by Martin Goff, 25 to near the 30-yard line. Three receivers set, twins to the right, one to the left. Trey O'Neill dropping back to pass. Tucks it up, now rolling to his right, looking downfield, still looking. He will throw the ball late for Chance Yeager, and oh, it is picked off at the 18-yard line. Intercepted that time by the Hugoton Eagles, and that is Trey O'Neill's third pick of the year, the first turnover of the ball game for Scott City. With 8 seconds to go, Sutton goes under center, sends a man in motion left. He'll run the option left, pitch it late. It's going to be a first down carry. With 2 seconds, they run out of bounds with time running off the first half clock. That was Michael Bays, who takes it to the 36 for a gain of 10 on the third down option. Hugoton's first third down conversion of the night. And that's the final play of the half. Scott City will take a 7-0 lead in a defensive struggle to the locker room over the Hugoton Eagles. Your Western Kansas Insurance halftime show will begin after this timeout. Beaver football on Mix 94. Third down and 8. They'll send a man in motion left to right. Play fake. Looking for the tight end. Seaman. It's going to be up for grabs. It picked off by Braden Strine. Hit the safety with the second pick of the year. And Scott City will have the ball at the Hugoton 41-yard line. Fourth down and a half yard. Trey O'Neill changing the play at the line of scrimmage. 7:48 to go, third period. Trey O'Neill will hand it off. This is the Goff. Gets the first down as he dives forward. Ooh, boy, they say
he fumbled.
He fumbled, and Hugoton recovers it at the 4-yard line. They'll send a man in motion, run option play. Sutton will keep it himself. Try to pitch a late fumble at the 3-yard line. Still loose, and it's
touchdown.
Recovered. And no signal yet. Touchdown, Scott City. Fumble recovery in the end zone, a yard deep by Chance Yeager. And Scott City with their first defensive score of the year. And they lead it 13-0 with 6:51 to go, third quarter. 4:15 to go, third quarter. Scott City knocking on the door, up 14-0. Double tied in an I formation. This is Banda once again inside the 2, inside the 1, pushing his way in. No signal yet. Scott City thinks it's a touchdown, and it is. Paco Banda, the second rushing touchdown of the night. This one from 2 yards out, and the Beavers lead it 20-0. So the drive alive here for Hugoton at their own 47, moving football from left to right here in the fourth period. Their flex bone set, dropping back to pass, an option pass. Sutton under pressure, throws it late downfield. Pass going to be picked off by Brett Meyer inside the 20. 25, cuts across the green right side. 30. And is hit at the 32-yard line that time by Nick Frederick. The fifth turnover of the night by Hugoton, and the third interception by a Beaver secondary player. From the 30, they officially call it. Two receivers set, Strine to the left. It's going to be play fake down the middle for Sloan Baker. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Scott City. A tight end seam pattern from Sloan Baker from Trey O'Neill. And that'll put the dagger in with 4:17 to go. It's 27-0 for Scott City. They will go to one of the best formations in all of football, the victory formation. Trey O'Neill takes the knee at the 11. And Scott City, after putting up only 6 points last Friday night in a loss of 25-6 to Ulysses, they put up 28 tonight and get their first shutout victory of the year, their second straight shutout against the Hugoton Eagles. Final score, Scott City 28, Hugoton nothing.